Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're darn right, it's a Donnie Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smail Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Donald Football sitting right across from me. But I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I hope everybody's well today. I hope Limits is well. He seems to be doing well. Happy Halloween. It is Halloween, isn't it, Donnie?
It is, Joe. And you've dressed up for Halloween.
I dressed up like a normal, American worker, which is unusual for me. Usually I have sweatpants, some sort of sweatshirt. Usually shorts, tennis sneakers. Look at me today, Donnie. I'm all dressed up.
You look phenomenal.
Thank you. Likewise. Listen, it is a football Friday. I get it. And we're going to talk 95% football. But for the second time on a Donnie Football Friday, I would be more than remiss if I did not open with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Look at the NHL standings. We're 12 games in for the Penguins, at least 10 to 12. We're headed toward Thanksgiving. We're on Halloween. Yeah, it's early, but 15% of the season is done, and the Pittsburgh Penguins have the most points in the NHL. By merit, they have commandeered a Donnie Football Friday and deserve the opening here, Donnie. What the hell is going on? They were supposed to be in it for the Gavin McKenna sweepstakes here. They were supposed to be horrible. The camera pans up and down their bench. I don't know who anybody is. There's Sid. Don't know that guy. Don't know that guy. Don't know that guy. There's Letang. No idea who that is. Who's that? There's Malkin. That type of thing. What has happened here? And is it going to keep up? Like if they were 6-4-1, I wouldn't think about opening with them. It's too early. They're in first place in the whole NHL. What's happening, and do you believe this will last?
It's almost as if a coaching change when things get stale works out, huh?
That's Donnie Football, relating it immediately to football, and you're right.
But they move on from Mike Sullivan. I think we all wrote this off as a season in which they would be bad. I mean, some of us even rooted. I mean, I know Austin has. I mean, me, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, just be bad. Get the kid from Penn State, the generational, you know, product. I know that it's a lottery system and it's not a guarantee, but you,
right,
you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
And they've come out of the gate and said, no, we're not going to do that. And we knew that Sid would be good and great. He always is. I think Sidney Crosby will be great until he's like 45 years old.
Yeah.
Evgeny Malkin, now he had a hot start last year too, and he kind of faded, but maybe he keeps this going. But he's hot out of the gate. They're playing these young guys. They're keeping the young guys up here. Kindle had another goal last night.
Was he great last night?
I mean,
they're playing four lines. The power play looked good. The goaltending looks good.
It seems like they bring in a young coach that has fresh and new ideas, and they are completely buying in, and it's working out. And so far, the goaltending split's working out too.
Man, you're right about that. How can we not notice or start really first with the fact that they finally moved on from Mike Sullivan, who did great things here, but it was just the situation was crying out, please move on for his sake and the Penguins' sake. And the same thing is crying out with the Steelers. And this doesn't feel fluky, by the way. And I'll tell you why. Because goal differential, they also lead the NHL in that at plus 13. Josh Yoey did the numbers today. If they merely play 500, they're going to reach the playoff point threshold of the last couple of years. If they play 500 the rest of the year. Yes, this could all come to pieces. Of course it could. It's very early. But they're the biggest story in hockey. And as our baseball team continues to pee on itself every single year, every single offseason, and ruin so far 2 years of having maybe the greatest young pitcher in baseball history. And as our football team looks like it looks and hasn't won a playoff game or even been competitive in one since Limits was the size of a fire hydrant, they're the team on merit that we should be talking about right at the beginning of the show. And here's the question, Donnie, and I'm going to pose it to our friend City Limits, and I bet you other people. He's been actively rooting against them because he wants Gavin McKenna, or at least the best chance possible. So Limits and the rest of you out there who are of that mind, and I didn't blame you. I've been a proponent of,
I was
of
like
tanking.
That too.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So it's not said in derision at all. It's a curiosity. As they win and win and win, do you change your mind? Have you changed your mind, Limits, to now you want them to win? And if not, what's the threshold for you?
No, I have not changed my mind. That is still what I want. I think that the best way to be able to quickly be able to win again is to be able to have a generational talent that can help push you over the top when it matters most in the playoffs. Look at all the years of incredible Stanley Cup winners. It has been led by very talented stars, and I think Gavin McKenna is that next guy. So I think that having
so when
that
does
guy
it change?
Is the most viable right around Thanksgiving for me.
All of that, change. And then 3 weeks away, he's going to change, Donnie.
I've already changed my mind.
So
we're a dozen games in, and I'm thinking if you're going to play like this and you're going to keep winning, then let's do this.
Let's
thing.
Do this
like,
thing.
Let's get on the ride.
Yeah,
I mean they have
Limits.
Guys,
you're missing the ride.
I'm
fine with it.
They have.
I'll
guys,
sit out.
And I don't blame him. I don't blame him for sticking to his guns because I was the same way going into the season thinking, listen, I thought they would be bad. I thought they would be one of the worst teams in hockey. So that would help their chances of getting a generational player. They're not seeing it that way. That's fine. But, hey, what they're doing right now is working, and it's working in a big way. 8-2-2 through a dozen games, and they have guys on this team who are either very young. They're letting them stay up here.
Yes.
And not pushing them back down to the minors.
Right.
And then you have guys that you put on the second line with Evgeny Malkin. And going into the season, the thought was, man, that second line's going to struggle. It's basically the first line and then nothing else. Justin Brazeau is like 4 goals away from his career high. I think 5 goals away. We're 12 games into the season. He has 6 goals. His career high is 11.
Yeah. He's been a revelation early in the season. Dan Muse is playing everybody, which Sully abjectly refused to do. So the fourth line, I noticed when they went up on the Rust goal last night, who's out next? The fourth line, that's who. And I was 100% wrong it was a column that shall live in infamy at this point when I said that Mirishov should be the opening day goalie. I thought he was the best guy. Jari was fantastic. I didn't see this coming. So credit to Kyle Dubas. Credit to the Penguins for commandeering October. That's what they've done against all odds. And I would love to be more wrong and more wrong and more wrong about them. They're 3-1-1 at home, 5-1-1 on the road. Like I said, they have the best goal differential in the whole NHL, which if you're looking for, is this just sort of a fluke? Is this not going to last? No. Who knows? But that's a great sign. And then you have Limits and others like him. They just want the best for the Penguins. Limits' heart is in a good place. When is Limits' heart not in a good place?
Yeah, that's all. I just feel like that's the best way to do it.
Like, he's a wonderful man. He's a human hummingbird, I like to call him. He's always happy. He's always good. And he wants the best for people. He wants the best for the Penguins.
I do.
But it's got to be tough if this thing starts to stretch on to say, you know what, inside I root for them to lose. So when you're watching a game like last night in the third period And Rust scores a great goal to put them up. You're swearing and saying, there goes McKenna. Like, how are you rooting inside your house when you're watching the game?
So I hope that Ben Kindle does well. I hope that they put up a lot of points and there's a lot of goals that are scored. But I hope that the Penguins lose 4-3 in regulation every game.
Donnie, so that there's a better a protein bar.
So there's a better way to be able to get McKenna and the people that are on the text line.
So
that
do you cheer? Do you cheer or no? Are you happy? Like if you saw Sid score a dramatic game-winning overtime goal to beat, I don't know, to beat Florida,
it doesn't depress me. No.
Do you cheer or what happens? I'm just curious as to how.
No, but under
you
my,
watch the game
under my breath, I maybe go, well, there you go. Another more of a long shot that they actually can get a generational talent.
That's sad to me, Donnie. See, I don't blame him, but that's sad to be in that state.
It is very sad. But, I mean, do you really think Evgeny Malkin is going to lead the league in points throughout the entirety of the year?
You're 11 years old. You're too young to be a cynic.
To me, this is – no, I'm a realistic observer of this team right now. Do you really think that this is going to last? Like, sure, it's been a great 10-game stretch. I don't think it's going to last for 82.
Donnie, he sounds like Ron Cook right before he left here.
I mean, I get where he's coming from, and he's standing his ground on a take that I had a couple of weeks ago. But since they have started this way, and they are proving that they can play this way, and that a big coaching change was something that was included in all of this, I'm hopping on for the ride. I'm going to have fun with this, you know, for as long as these guys keep going. Because here's a tough thing about the scenario he pointed out there. Like, I want to see them score goals. I want to see the young guys play well, but I want to see them lose 4-3 every game. That's like 82 games of, like, when Fleury would come back to town, for instance.
And it's, yeah.
Man, I just hope the Pens win 1-0, so Fleury looks great, but they still win. Like,
yeah.
It's so hard to have your cake and eat it, too.
Just enjoy it would be my advice, but I understand. Limits is coming from a good place, but what a horrifying way to live as a sports fan, especially in a town where it's been dark. I mean, this has not been good. This is a beacon of light. And to be so beaten down that you look at a game like last night and say, damn it, they won again, that feels sad to me, Donnie. And I think that Limits needs to change soon.
Pitt football and Penguins hockey are the only two things that are with an upward trajectory right now.
Yeah.
At the current moment.
I agree. And the other thing that's happening is what if this team, What if this team, the Penguins, goes down toward the bottom, which they did last year, and rises up and makes the playoffs before the Pirates, who have been in rebuild mode? Again, how old were you, Limits, in 2015?
I was 14 years old.
How old were you, Donnie? Still in your teens?
What year?
15.
I would have been turning 20.
Turning 20.
In October of that year.
You were but wee little lads. They've been in rebuild mode basically since 2016. Can you imagine if the Penguins, if their rebuild was, what, 3 years basically, and now they're back like the Capitals? This is following the Capitals' blueprint. And the Penguins did sink toward the bottom of the league last year. They only had 80 points. Only three teams in the East had fewer points than them. Maybe they didn't have to bottom out. I thought they did. I wanted them to go full 1983-84. And again, I'll be glad, thrilled to be wrong about that. I truly will. There's still time for them to, you know, water seeks its level, they say, Donnie. But I like what I'm seeing. I do. And I think there's some lasting power here. And given the state of sports in this town, I just want to enjoy the ride. And I feel desperately sad for Limits. I do. I want to comfort him in some way.
Well, he said he could possibly come around to this side by Thanksgiving. So this time next month, we'll see where everything's at. We'll have one of these Fridays.
Yeah.
The Penguins will still be playing well, and you can pose this question to him once again.
I mean, in a football town, they've commandeered Donnie Football Friday twice, I think, on merit. Like, I could not in good conscience come in here today and not open with the team that rose literally to the top of the NHL last night. Are you getting some texting feedback, Limits?
There's some that is coming in, but...
Why don't you read a few of them, especially if they're ripping you?
No.
We'll read them. 412.
Somebody did say Joe is bright and optimistic and hitting an unspoken vibe in the city with the Penguins. Nicely done.
Oh, thank you. 412-928-9370. 928-9370 off the top. presented by JP Roofing and Siding. So please, if that tickles your fancy, weigh in on the Penguins. And in the meantime, we will talk football. Oh, yes, we will talk football, Donnie. And it feels like a giant game. I've been talking to Bob about this all week. It feels like something bigger than just, you know, game number 8 at 4-3, where the Steelers, you know, usually are at the ends of seasons, right around 500, slightly above. Something feels bigger. The one thing they've avoided in this playoff win drought, which has now reached 60 years, the last time they went this long. I mean, they went their whole existence from 1933 to 72 without a playoff win. I mean, that makes the Pirates look like juggernauts. 1933 to 72 without a playoff win. But the last part of that was their last, whatever, 8-9 year stretch without one. That was before Chuck Knoll got here, that streak started. So there's that over these past 8 years. But the one thing that I will always give Tomlin credit for during the streak is he never completely loses it. The wheels never completely fall off, although they did toward the end of last season, but they still made the playoffs. They still got there. Now I'm starting to wonder, because now, Donnie, it feels like a continuation of that. It feels like they crumbled late last season, like to the point where they were embarrassingly bad. And then you get to this season and there were some signs of hope, but now it's crumbling very quickly again. I don't know, what's their record now? What did they lose, 5 in a row at the end of last year?
They were 10-3 at one point.
Right. So they, including the playoff game, they lost 5 in a row,
yeah.
Finished 10-8, and now they're 4-3 and coming off 2 humiliating performances. And that's why this game feels bigger. And before you weigh in, and I'm sure you heard this because I think this was with you guys, maybe it was on the Florio podcast, let's hear Mike Florio, because I feel this way, he feels this way. I think a lot of people feel like, are we going to finally see this thing completely fall apart under Tomlin, or are they going to rally around 9-8 again, Donnie? Let's hear Florio and then take it.
Lose on Sunday, give up another 450 yards, it's going to start. Sometimes you just wonder, is there a point where the message no longer resonates? Is there a point where they have grown numb to all the Mike Tomlin sayings?
Yeah,
like Pete Carroll in Seattle, like Andy Reid in Philadelphia.
Right.
Is there a point,
right,
John Harbaugh maybe in Baltimore, is there a point where you need to completely overhaul the locker room or you need to overhaul the coaching staff?
Donnie?
I mean, I don't know. I think, going back to what you said, I think the wheels fell off a bit last year, too. They were just already in a playoff spot by the time it did. Because if you recall, that loss in Philly, when things were really starting to roll downhill, they clinched on that day because a couple of other teams had lost. If it was a more competitive AFC or maybe they had to play one more game, they would not have gotten in. It got pretty hairy down the stretch if they hadn't already locked things up. Now they hit a point where the percentages over the course of history drop dramatically. It's something like 65% of the teams that start 5-3 make the playoffs. It goes down to somewhere in the 30s if you start 4-4. Mm. And that's where I think they're bound to go. Because I know we may get to this in a little bit, or we may get to this later. I think they're going to get bludgeoned on Sunday. I think they are in for a game like Mike Florio described, where they give up a lot of points. They give up 450 yards. I think they'll give up close to 500 on Sunday if they're not careful. And maybe that's only if the Colts take their foot off the gas a little bit. I think they're going to lose the game by like 20 points, 20 to 25 points.
Wow.
I think it's going to be like a 38 to 17, 42 to 20. Like it's going to look a lot like the playoff games have over the last decade, where it's competitive for about the first 20 minutes, where they're realistically in it for like 20 to 25 minutes. They're going to go into the locker room down multiple scores, and it's going to get even uglier by the time it hits zero.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, if we see that, I don't see them bouncing back from that. I really don't this season. This could be, if they lose this game, this could be an end to the non-losing streak, whatever, how, I mean, what's he been here, 18 years, Mike Tomlin? It'll end, I think, especially in humiliating defeat. It feels, something feels very off. Something doesn't feel right at all. And then there was this weird Darius Slay story. Whenever I hear, you know, somebody on a Thursday, personal reasons, the first thing I think is I hope everything's okay with him, right? But I also can't help but think this is a guy whose playing time is diminishing. This is, the trade deadline is Tuesday. What is happening with him? What's happening in that locker room where we hear people indicting their teammates, basically? If you're, if me and you are on the same team and I hear you tell the media guys aren't giving effort, I'm coming up to your locker tomorrow and saying, who are you talking about exactly? Cam Hayward indicted his team. Juan Thornhill, of all people, indicted his team. He's still flying through midair trying to make that bat down last week. Joey Porter Jr. questioned the effort. This reminds me of the aftermath of the Ravens debacle, when Marlon Humphrey, you'll remember, who knows guys in this locker room, was saying, basically, there's something off with the Steelers' locker room. Something doesn't sound right over there. You know what, Donnie? It still doesn't sound right. It still doesn't feel right.
It also is weird because it's happening on the side of the ball that should be the one that's counted on the most. It's the highest paid defense in football. It is a defense that has, what, probably two or three Hall of Famers on it if they retired right now. And that's the unit where it seems
not
like
including
things,
Thornhill?
No, I think he'll just miss out on that. Not including the offense in that. It seems like the odd thing is the offense, for once, for the first time since Ben retired, the offense could be the thing that actually helps save the season. Because even though they were off a little bit last week, they relied on field goals a little bit too much, they're still scoring points. Like, the offense is still moving the football and scoring points at a better clip than they have in quite some time.
Right.
That's the only thing that gives me hope. The hope with the defense is pretty much lost, because all it looks like on Sunday is a team of old, aging players that are miscommunicating in the game, in the middle of a play. The amount of guys you see just looking around, throwing their arms up, not really knowing what's happening seconds before that ball is going to get snapped. There is something that is wrong with that defense, and it's just the entirety of it. It's been a discussion of who's doing the play calling, who has, you know, how much control does Terrell Austin really have? How much onus do we put on the players? Certainly everybody gets a share of the blame in that pie. It's a unit that did nothing but talk all offseason after their last impression in 2024 was watching Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson run for nearly 300 yards on them.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry literally run away from them in the game in Baltimore. They did nothing but talk about how great and how historic this defense would be.
So embarrassing.
And it turns out it's going to be one of, probably already, the most disappointing defense in Steelers history. hard to say worst because they've had some very bad ones in their history if you go way back.
When's the last time they had one that ranked last in the league? Because they're third from the bottom now. I'd be curious to know that.
But I would say given the price tag by them, given the expectations by them, it's without question their most disappointing and most overrated.
Yeah, I spent the whole morning the other day, the whole opening soliloquy anyway, trying to wake up Art Rooney. Like, isn't he embarrassed by that kind of preseason talk coming off a season ender like last year? And now watching this, and is he going to do nothing? If they give up, and by the way, Tony Dungy and you are on the same, I think a lot of people are on the same wavelength here. Tony Dungy said on the Football Night in America podcast, they could put up 40 in this game. It would not surprise me at all, said Dungy. He went on to talk about just the state of this Steelers defense and really how horrifyingly bad they've been. But you also mentioned something within there, and you can weigh in out there at 412-928-9370. It's a Donnie Football Friday. How do you think this game goes, and what might be the ramifications? Do you think, by the way, that Terrell Austin, whether we think he's a figurehead or not, will get fired if this is a debacle? Because I do.
After this particular game?
Yes. If they do what you think they'll do, 400 yards, 40 points, that type of thing, I think you have to do something if you're Art.
I actually think that they would hold on to him until season's end. Mm. I know that they kind of went against their ways and fired Canada around this spot a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But I do think they would hold until the end of the year, because Mike Tomlin gave him that very odd vote of confidence the other day. I've loved his work over the last few seasons. I've loved his work this season, even though they're just consistently giving up 30 points a game to some offenses that aren't even good. I think they're going to stick with the guy. And I also think it's a way, if he's around, it's to help cover the head coach.
That part I agree with. So
I don't think Mike would really support the firing.
Well, at that point, it shouldn't matter.
Then he's left unprotected.
For sure.
Bit.
For sure. But does Art want to continue protecting him with Terrell Austin? That my question is Art awake? That would be my first thing. Somebody's got to go over there and rustle him awake, because if he is, he's got to be embarrassed. I mean really embarrassed by the way this preseason went, with all the crap talk, the ridiculous talk really coming from them. And even if they were playing great now, I would have said that was ridiculous in the preseason. What are you doing? Do you have Juan Thornhill, who's still stuck in midair with his famous preseason quote limits on how we're going to be one of the best in history, and how Tomlin had a chance to dampen that down and instead lit it on fire?
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
Really?
And I'm putting that in there now, one of the best of all time. I mean, when you got, literally, we got pieces everywhere. Look at the roster. Look at who we have. It's incredible.
They got pieces everywhere, Donnie. Pieces of what? I don't know, but they're not very good defensively.
See, here's why you can't always put a team together like it's a video game. Because they do. They have a guy at nearly every level of the defense that could very well be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but they're getting old.
Cam Hayward is borderline. TJ Watt, I think, is already one.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey, I would say he's another borderline. Probably
Slay.
A guy that's in there. Slay, I don't know if he'd get there, but he was very, very good in his prime.
Yeah.
They do have guys everywhere. They had zero playing experience together for the most part. They had zero chemistry together. Because, yeah, I resort back to the defenses of 20 and 15 years ago, and one of them will be honored on Sunday because they're going to honor the 05 team that won Super Bowl 40.
Yes, they are.
And I always think back, they had one Hall of Famer on that defense and one other guy that was borderline with Harrison, who still hasn't gotten in. Polamalu, the only one. That defense was so good because all of those guys played for the guy next to them. They had such good chemistry together, and that everybody just knew their role and knew their job.
Yeah.
And they did it.
You're right. And even if they weren't Hall of Famers, they were some of them were really, really good. James Ferrier, I think, should be
Absolutely.
A borderline Hall
Joey
of Famer.
Joey Porter.
Who's been a better nose tackle ever than Casey Hampton, honestly? How many guys have been better nose tackles? Joey Porter, Aaron Smith. you know, but you're right.
And those guys certainly talked. I mean, Lord knows Joey Porter had something to say before and after every single game and all 5 days leading up to the next game.
Yeah, but they weren't off a game where Derrick Henry ran for 300 yards on him.
And then they would back it up.
Right.
Joey Porter calls the Indianapolis Colts soft. They go into the RCA Dome and they pull off one of the biggest upsets in playoff history.
Right.
They backed it up.
And they also knew during seasons we haven't done anything until, and they would tell you that, until the biggest games get here. And they would also, all of those guys would tell you in that locker room, this isn't us against the other offense. This is us against the Ravens' defense. This is us against this team's defense. We have to outperform that defense and we'll win the game. That was their mentality. But Donnie, you mentioned this offense, this Steeler offense, and I see a path toward winning the game. I'm not going to make a prediction that they will, because I don't think they will. But to me, there's a realistic path to the Steelers winning. And I'll tell you more about that next, and we can disagree on that. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. It is indeed a Donnie Football Friday, and it's also a huge weekend in the NFL. How about last night's game? I mean, we could have led with that, like the Ravens. If they lost last night, that might have been the lead story because, oh my God, the Steelers are going to win this division at what, 8-9? The Ravens started to look like the Ravens, and Lamar was great. And when Lamar's healthy, they almost never lose. Like in his career, they win almost 70% of the time when he's out there, regular season anyway. They're going to be a problem. Right?
I think they're going to be a problem soon. Did you hear what I told Pony and Chris yesterday?
No.
They are going to pass up the Steelers by the time we finish Thanksgiving weekend.
Wow!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.